teachers and UTLA members stood side by side in front of the Los Angeles Unified School District. UTLA President A.J. Duffy says there are many issues that teachers are addressing in their contract negotiations.
Over 18 months, health and safety at school sites for students and for staff, health care for our members, class size, and reduction in the number of teachers in the district, which we will fight against.
The union was going to vote today on whether to authorize a strike if the contract negotiations fail, but they delayed the vote until late March, hoping that it will put them in a better bargaining position. But with LAUSD facing at least a $500 million shortfall, school superintendent Ramon Cortinas says there's not much wiggle room.
So we are doing everything possible to deal with the economic times that we have, as well as trying, I believe, to treat all of our employees in an equitable way, both the ones we have now and the ones we will have in the future.
Betty Forrester has been teaching for 25 years. She says the kids are going to suffer from the cuts.
So the budget crisis, the more that's taken away from the local school site, the more that our kids are paying for the legislators who can't come to agreement on a budget. And I don't know how you look a seven-year-old in the eye and say, I'm going to give you an IOU for second grade. That just doesn't make it.
And UTLA President Duffy says that teachers can't live on IOUs either.
No one wants a strike, but we cannot continue to negotiate with this district when we make compromise after compromise and they dig their heels in and think that this is the time to kill UTLA and to punish teachers for the raises they've given us in the past.
Negotiations between the union and LAUSD has been going on for 18 months now. The union will hold the strike authorization vote from March 20th through the 25th. Jessica Connor, Annenberg Radio News.